For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And I'm reminding you that Village Green has something very interesting. Dr. Joseph Pizzorno and his team of leading experts have created IQU. That's IQYOU. It's a powerful AI tool that utilizes cutting-edge technology to help you best understand your unique nutrient needs, toxicity levels, disease risks, and genetic susceptibilities. By assessing your diet and lifestyle habits, lab results, and genomics, IQU provides you with a personalized, individualized, active plan for improving and maintaining optimal health. So you can visit IQU Health. That's IQYOU Health.com to receive your complete blueprint of your health. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, and I'll be with you again next Sunday, and we'll be talking about nutrition and healthy living. Now, our guest today is Dr. Patricia Webbing, a licensed clinical psychologist, author, and educator with years of success in assisting adults and adolescents, children, families, and groups in their path towards healing and self-discovery. I want to tell you a little bit about Dr. Webbing. She received her Ph.D. in clinical psychology from Duke University and is the author of The Power of the Eyes and The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers. And she's currently writing a third book on relationships called Stingers and Clingers in the Dance of Love, 9 Steps to Relationship Harmony. She has also appeared on radio, Voice of America, in 3 languages, television, ABC and CBS News, The Oprah Winfrey Show, and Good Morning America, and in print, The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. News and World Report. Dr. Webbing's 16 self-help imagery tapes and CDs are available for purchase. So, welcome to the show, Dr. Webbing.
Thank you so much, Dana.
So, we are talking about mindful eating today. Why don't we get started on this and develop a lot of hints for our listeners? I always like that when they listen to the show, they come away from that show, and that day they can do something different to improve their lives. So let's start the discussion on mindful eating.
Okay. Mindful eating is part of a whole program on mindfulness. And what we need to do in order to relish our lives, to have fun, to live each moment to the fullest, is we have to train ourselves to be in a mindful state. And that state is basically doing one thing at once. So we don't watch TV, eat a bag of potato chips, and talk on the phone at the same time. We do one thing at once. So when we're eating, and this is what the focus is today, we eat slowly, we breathe, we take little, we savor each morsel of the food, we appreciate the food and where it's come from. We think of the farmer, we think of where it's grown, we think of the organic process that has gone on with that particular food. And we feel grateful. We feel grateful to the company that has given this to us. We feel grateful to people like Dana Lake and the Village Green Apothecary. And all of the things that go into our healthy living. And, you know, we always talk about diet and exercise together. And the best thing to do is to really listen to your body. A lot of us eat emotionally if we're feeling angry, sad, lonely. So we stuff ourselves with food mindlessly to ease that pain. So if we become aware, and some of us do it through journaling, whatever we do, become aware through about our emotions and how they're connected with our eating, that's going to help us a lot. So even if we say, I'm angry right now, and I really feel like I've got to chomp on this piece of chicken to get rid of that anger, if we're aware of it, then we become mindful. The important thing is not to deprive yourself, because deprivation comes from diets, different limitations and restrictions. So what we want to do is get away from that, because some diet may work for you for a little while, you lose weight, then you'll get discouraged and you'll go back to the old patterns and you'll gain the weight back and maybe even more. So then you start hating yourself for the fact that you have gained weight and you don't look as good as you'd like to look, etc. So diets do not work. What works is taking care of yourself, nurturing yourself. And in our groups, we do that. We help people to get into a mindful state. And that is a state of awareness, of happiness, of gratitude, of relaxation, of balance, of strength, so you feel strong and tall as the tree whose roots are deeply planted in the ground, and you move gently with the wind.
I certainly like that description, and I think you've really hit on something that seems to be almost an epidemic today, the lack of mindfulness. So thank you for focusing on mindfulness. And I'm thinking about a patient that I worked with who came to lose weight, though she really looked like she was at a healthy weight. And from my assessment, I felt she was healthy. And she said she had a picture of herself that was about 20 years before, and that's what she wanted to look like. And I asked her, "Were you happy then?" And she said, "No." I said, "What makes you think you're going to get happy trying to lose weight? It hasn't worked for you." So when you mentioned this, Dr. Webbing, it really hit home with me about how many people, they're trying. They want to be healthy, but they have blocks. Can you talk a little bit more about what blocks people can experience?
We often are mindless in our lives. We do a bunch of things, we're fast, etc. So slowing down is very, very important. Ask me that question again, Dana, because I'm getting on a roll and I forgot what the question
No, that's great. I like you to get on a roll. Sometimes our conversations take us to additional pieces of interest that our listeners like. I want to explore a little bit more about why it is so difficult for people to slow down and be mindful, especially in this day and age of emails and instant contact and messages. We're all involved in that, and I see that as one of the blockers of trying to slow down and be mindful. I just want to explore that a little more.
Yes. Because the other is an ingrown habit of just, you know, relying on social media and on our internet connections and our cell phones, et cetera, and the stimulation of the television, and getting away from the slowing down. But, you know, it rewards itself. this morning, in preparation for you, I decided, well, I better live this stuff I'm talking about. And I slowed down. I slowed down in everything I was doing. I became aware I'm brushing my teeth and how grateful I am to be able to have these teeth and to be able to, how good it feels to use my automatic flosser, water pick, et cetera, and each and everything. And when I was eating, because I knew I was going to be on for a while, I did the same thing. And I found myself eating very healthily and avoiding things like the mayonnaise that I love so much, so that, you know, I didn't want it. I just wanted a whole bunch of lettuce. And, you know, I did things in a different way because I was aware. And so it does reward itself. It's hard to do because we're in habits, and we're in habits that seem to reinforce themselves, but they keep us mindless. And we need to be mindful of everything, not just our eating. We need to be mindful because the years roll on really fast, as you and I know, Dana.
Yes.
And we want to really enjoy each moment to the fullest. And that's the only way, is to be mindful. And I've been privileged to work with Thich Nhat Hanh personally. I just went to Thailand for a month to see him, and he moved to Vietnam, so now I've got to go to Vietnam. But I think that, you know, his way is mindfulness, complete mindfulness on every step you take. So you walk mindfully, you eat mindfully, and you do it in a group context, which is very reinforcing. And that's why we have our monthly groups, and I work individually with people too, because it you can't stuff your food in if you're doing it in a group and everybody is eating slowly and breathing, and Thai, who's Thich Nhat Hanh's name, is inviting the bell. And what that means is that there's a gong and you stop eating. You hear all the clangs of the silverware, and then all of a sudden it's complete silence and everyone is just breathing deeply. And then the bell is invited again and you start eating again. So the mindful eating that is done in the retreats with Thich Nhat Hanh, and I was very fortunate to be at a retreat in Thailand where when we had our lunch, we all ate together. So you wouldn't think of doing something different at that point, you know.
So and you're getting a lot of reinforcement within the group.
Yes.
And I want you to talk more about this in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I am Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're talking with Dr. Pat Webbink about mindful eating and mindfulness in general. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features epichor fermentate, elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I'll be here next Sunday with more information on nutrition and healthy living. Now, our guest today is Dr. Patricia Webbing, a licensed psychologist, author, and educator with years of success in assisting adults, adolescents, children, families, and groups in their path toward healing and self-discovery. And Dr. Webbing, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they can get your books. Tell us about your four books.
Okay. The first book, The Power of the Eyes, published by Springer, is about eye contact and intimacy. The next three books, The Dance of Love is the latest one. The first one was Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers, and then Stingers and Clingers and The Dance of Love. So the last three books are all about intimacy and relationships. And you can get in touch with me. My phone number is 301-229-8000. And you also can go to our monthly groups that happen. The next three are Monday, April 22nd at 7:30, Wednesday, May 15th at 7:30, and Thursday, June 13th at 7:30. And that's where we work on mindfulness and relationships, and I think that's it, Dana.
That's good. So the group work is interesting, and as you mentioned in the first segment, when you're with a group and you're all trying to achieve mindfulness and slowing down, it's reinforced by the fact that you're in a group and everybody is trying to do exactly what you're trying to do. Do you want to talk to us about ways people can become more mindful? We know they need to slow down, but how can they, what other techniques can they use to become more mindful?
Oh, great question. What I do, all of the work I do is experiential. And if you want, I'll do a little segment with us here on the radio. So in my groups, I take people into an altered state of consciousness where they are relaxed. They go into a state of balance, happiness, gratitude, awareness, okay? Because being mindful is being aware, awake, and alive. And so talking about it is one thing, but doing it is another. And I do have all of these 16 tapes that help people with things like weight loss and stopping smoking and mindfulness and centering, etc. So all of these tapes are things, and CDs and also MP3s are available through me, and those things you can do on your own to help you go into a state of mind that is very relaxed and deep, because this stuff is deep. Mindfulness is not just a superficial kind of thing, and that's the problem with diets and restrictions and deprivation, because what does deprivation lead to? It leads to wanting to eat because you feel deprived. So you never say, I can't have this because I have to be restricted and I have to deprive myself. There was one point in my life that I was losing weight, and I had this desire for a chocolate marshmallow sundae. And I said, do I really want this? And the answer came up, yes. And is this what I really need to do right now? And the answer came up, yes. So I went to Baskin-Robbins, and I had the sundae. I don't remember if I ate it mindfully or not, but I certainly enjoyed it. And I came back, and I continued to lose weight. Now, if I had instead saying, I can't have that, I'll look ugly and fat, I can't have that, then that would have led to a state of deprivation. And the early experience of the chocolate marshmallow sundae came from my childhood, where someone who loved me fed me these things. So I needed to get that love in that way. But we need, you know, so that's why, that's one of the main reasons that diets don't work, and you go and you do all of these strenuous exercises at the health club, watching TV on a bike, et cetera. And, you know, you really have to take care of yourself, understand your own emotions, understand where things are, but using the altered state of consciousness, which is what I do in all of my groups, they're not talky kinds of groups. Sometimes there's very deep sharing. And I actually find that they're helpful for me. This is true for a lot of us who do this kind of work. You actually can experience it yourself. And the last group that I did, I took myself back to a very, very young age, where I would be sitting in my apartment in New York City looking out the window with the bars on it and feeling very lonely and alone. And I realized that as I'm aging, that same loneliness comes back to me, and that loneliness goes into eating. So when I'm lonely, I go and reach for whatever it is that I want and just stuff it right in mindlessly. That is not good. So getting to the deep awareness is really very important. If you use mindfulness in a way superficially, like a little Band-Aid on an open wound, it's not going to work. And so what you want to do is go deep inside yourself and learn about, you know, where you've come from, because it all comes from our childhood and our early experiences where we feel powerless and helpless. And so the more we can connect up things, the better, you know, just using these techniques. And it used to be that Thich Nhat Hanh didn't like psychotherapy, but he has changed on that. And they realize that psychologically being aware of yourself is very, very helpful and can be used with mindfulness. So you put it all together and you've really got dynamite.
Well, I like your description of that, and I particularly like the three A's, aware, awake, and alive.
Yeah.
That's very catchy and easy to remember, aware, awake, and alive. So this conversation is so interesting. It seems to me that the environment one needs to be mindful needs to be a quiet environment where you're not going to be disturbed by phones, people coming in. That's not always easy to achieve, but it seems to me that that is very important. When you have the mindfulness training with groups, what kind of setting do you have that group in?
Wow, you asked a fun question. I live and work in Bethesda, Maryland, right over the D.C. line and right across from Virginia. And I'm on two-thirds of an acre. So we face out to a stream and trees. And, of course, that is, a very beautiful, unique setting that brings you itself into a state of mindfulness. You hear the stream flowing as you walk into my home office. And so basically what you want to do, now you don't have to have that setting. You could do it inside of a prison, but it does help. I mean, it certainly facilitates to live and work in a place like this. And to have that setting which is nurturing to you, because you want to nurture yourself. You don't want to deprive yourself, restrict yourself, and limit yourself.
Well, the water is very interesting. I always have some moving water in my office. It's an aquarium right now, and the fish are very interesting to the children that I see. But I appreciate it. And when that aquarium is healthy and vibrant, the room is different. When I went away for a week and came back, the aquarium was not so healthy, and I could feel it in the room. And it's sort of a running joke in my office that aquarium needs to be kept healthy. The water flows. The colors in the aquarium are beautiful. You can hear the water moving, being filtered in the aquarium, and I find it very restful. So I know many people have this ability because we have a lot of indoor fountains that we can use, tiny ones, bigger ones. I think that water is healing, and we came out of the swamp as humans, so it's not a surprise. And
yes, and we're in the swamp with the political situation as it is, so it's really important
to
create our own paradise.
Yes, and for those of you who have just tuned in with us, we're talking with Dr. Patricia Webbink, and we're talking about mindful eating and mindfulness in general, achieving mindfulness. And I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and natural naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning, so please tune in next Sunday. I'll be with you again. We'll be talking about nutrition and healthy living. And today we've been talking with Dr. Patricia Webbing, a licensed psychologist, author, and educator with years of success in assisting adults, adolescents, children, families, and groups in their path toward healing and self-discovery. And Pat, when we were talking about this at the end of the last segment, we were talking about the lovely setting that you have in your home office. Could you go back over that again and expand upon it?
Well, it's like moving art because I have all glass overlooking a stream and trees, and you don't see any houses or people or anything. You just see nature. And so it's like moving art because I find the most beautiful season is actually when I'm snowed in here and the icicles are coming down and I can see the reflection and there's like a big white blanket over everything, but the stream is still moving. And then, of course, you can watch the evolution of the nature because nothing's ever the same. It was here yesterday. It will be here tomorrow, but it's always different. And that's us, too. That's the same thing as we are. And so I like to use the setting, and my latest exciting thing is that I'm planning to build a swimming pool here, indoor swimming pool, because I love to swim, and I also love to dance and move, and that is an ideal place to do that because you can do so much more in warm water than you can do, you know, on land. You can, you know, I can lift any heavy person up. They can lift me up. I can dance on one foot. I can do a lot of things that in all of my dance classes I go to and my Tai Chi, I'm not able to do on land. And this is empowering so that you really can do so much more. And, of course, the nurturance of, again, the glass overlooking the stream and trees is just wonderful.
Yes, it's a visual. When you talk about it, I can see it. And as you said, I need to come to your place and actually experience it. We've known each other for decades, and yeah. I think that's important, Dr. Webbing, and I'm going to accept your invitation.
Wonderful.
For that.
Wonderful.
Now, you mentioned that you hold some of the mindfulness eating groups in restaurants. Tell us how that works.
Well, I have two restaurants that I love, and one is Potomac Farm, Potomac Hill Farm, Patowmack, but it's way out in Virginia. It's very expensive, but it's on rolling hills. You can see the deer just scampering along, and the food is all organic and prepared in a very beautiful way. It's very expensive, so you don't want to go there every week, but it's really a lovely place. And my very favorite place in the D.C. area is called Smith Commons. I go there every Sunday. It's on 1245 H Street Northeast, Washington, D.C., 2002. And the reason why I love it so much is the atmosphere is loaded with beautiful people. The food is magnificent, and the chef is just, Shawnee, the chef, is just so wonderful. And one day I went there, and Ron, the manager, I usually go on Sundays, but this day I went during the week, and I parked my car in the same place I had before. The police towed it away, and Ron actually paid for my Lyft car so that I could go and pick up my car that had been impounded. These are the little things that you get at Smith Commons. Not that I think Ron wants to offer that to all his guests, but they just take care of their people. But, of course, it's the food. Shawnee, the chef, is a gourmet chef, and it helps you to eat mindfully. We're going to do in the fall, in September, we're going to do another mindful workshop where we all eat together and we have the mindful eating experience. And you can contact me about more details for that as time goes on. But I just can't tell you how it's easy to be mindful when you're getting really wonderfully prepared food. You can look at the beautiful presentation of it. You can taste the wonderful taste. And it helps you to slow down because you're not putting junk into your body. You're putting really healthy food, which is prepared in a very loving way. And Shawnee is obviously filled with love, and he enjoys what he does, and he enjoys pleasing people. And so he got the H Street award for the best chef on H Street. And it's dotted with restaurants on H Street now all over the place. And he is the best. I mean, and, you know, the prices are reasonable there. And we're going to be doing a tasting with his special attention. So keep in touch with me, 301-229-8000. And I'll let you know more details about that event.
Well, that's exciting. So you have found the right restaurants for working on mindful eating. And that is so good to know how interesting it would be if more restaurants caught on to that and had little sanctuary areas within their setting that people could do this. Because One of the issues that I do not like about most restaurants today is how noisy they are.
Oh, yes, Dana.
And
you know, the thing with Smith Commons, if you're down on the bottom floor, sometimes you can't even hear yourself think because it is noisy. You know, they have a bar there, et cetera. So where we do our workshops is up actually on the third floor. And, you know, we have microphones and it's a wonderful place to do parties, and then you don't have any noise. So that's a really good point. Now, with, you know, the Potomac Hill Farm, that's a different story. The whole place is in a beautiful, restful place, and the noise isn't a problem at all. I totally agree with you, and I think that it would be a really good idea for other restaurants, because of course there are good restaurants around, to take this on, you know?
Yes.
I've never heard of it being done in a restaurant other than the ones that I do.
Yes, and I prefer the restaurants where you can hear the people talking that you're eating with, and you don't have to shout. And there are a lot of elegant restaurants that still provide a more quiet setting where
right.
people are whispering to each other in low voices because otherwise the whole room would hear them. I don't understand why we made this change, and it was seemed to be a few decades ago, that people will eat in restaurants that don't have the soundproofing, have not created a little private quiet area, and with people who have hearing problems. These kinds of restaurants are nightmares. They can't hear the people at their table.
People like the TVs blaring and the the NFL stuff going on and they're screaming when their team is winning, which drives you crazy, and there are a lot of those places and people like them. They want to go to those places. So we're not going to cure all of that, but I totally agree with you. And as you age, you lose some hearing, like it or not. And it is important to be able to hear the person you're with.
It is.
And not everyone else.
Yes, and in those settings, if you're at a large table, you might as well be seated a restaurant away from some of the people at the table because they can't hear each other. And
there,
I have to give credit to a number of restaurants who do have private rooms. For parties, that works out very well and enables people to enjoy each other in those settings. So I'm not trying to disparage people from going to restaurants. I think it's important, but it's also important to pick the right restaurant. And I myself have for decades made a rule that I sometimes can't keep, but that's very rare. I take a lunch break that is long, that is in a restaurant where I can hear the person I'm eating with, or mostly I like eating alone because I've been busy in the day talking with patients. I need to just rest and slow down, and I use it that way. I also pick restaurants that have organic foods and local produce. And
I was just going to bring that up.
And now we have so much access to that.
Yes. And, places like Smith Commons in the spring and summer have outdoor places where the noise is not a problem and the privacy is wonderful. And then they have the party rooms. And the problem with a lot of these places that have organic foods and that have the private rooms, et cetera, they're very, very, very expensive. And the Smith Commons isn't that expensive.
That is good to know, and I want to continue this conversation. I think we've meandered into a very important topic, and I'm so glad you brought it up. And if you've just tuned in, listeners, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break with Dr. Patricia Webbing.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and I'll be with you next Sunday morning, and we'll be talking about autism, because April is Autism Month, and we'll be interviewing individuals who will contribute to the information. And I'd like to say that when I first got involved in the treatment of autism, the biomedical approach, it was one out of 2,000, and it was considered quackery to do anything but an antipsychotic medication and behavior therapy. And that persisted too long. It cascaded and became one out of 1,000, one out of 500, one out of 100. And now the CDC has reported that it's one out of 45 children are diagnosed with autism. So that's compelling, and we'll talk about that in the future on April. We'll cover it in April, Autism Month. Now, we've been having a very interesting conversation with Dr. Patricia Webbink, a licensed psychologist, author, and educator with years of success in assisting adults, adolescents, children, families, and groups in their path towards healing and self-discovery. So, Dr. Webbink, give your contact information again, please, and the names of your books, and let's carry this conversation forward on mindful eating and mindfulness in general.
Okay. My books, the first one is The Power of the Eyes by Springer, a publishing company. Then the next one was The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers. The third one was Stingers and Clingers in the Dance of Love. And the final one is The Dance of Love. And those will be available at the apothecary to buy. And you also can buy them from me. And my contact is giftedctr@aol.com. Or my phone number is 301-229-8000. And there, if you see me, you can just get them at the time. And we have three up-and-coming groups, all at 7:30 p.m. during the week. One is April 22nd, one is May 15th, and one is June 13th. That's a Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And one of those Dana is going to come to, as she's promised me, because she's excited about where I am and really experiencing me. We've known each other for many years, and she's magnificent. And I love working with her on her radio shows. I do have a bunch of tapes also, one for insomnia, dream and sleep, lose weight now. They're CDs and MP3s as well as tapes. Relaxation journey, healing the inner child, and mindfulness. And those are all available through me. And I have four websites I wanted to mention. One is the AAACCounseling.com, MyMindfulness.com, StingersAndClingers.com, and WellnessSeminars.net. So
excellent.
If you call me at 301-229-8000, I can repeat that for you.
Excellent. Well, we've been covering a lot of information on mindfulness, slowing down. You've talked about techniques. You've talked about mindful eating and the groups that you do. What would you like our listeners to know in this last segment? I think they've learned a lot, but I think you have more clinical pearls to give our listeners.
Well, in terms of clinical pearls, you know, I meet with people individually. I can't give it all to you on the radio. I would if I could, because I want to spread the word. But the, you know, and I try to do it in every way, through the MP3s and tapes and books and groups. But this is not easy, and it's, you need to make the commitment to yourself to mindfulness, because it reinforces itself. Just like mindful eating reinforces weight loss, and then weight loss reinforces itself. I remember at one point I used to go along the street and look at my reflection in the windows, because I just loved to look at my new body. So all of it, you know, and the wonderful thing about mindful living is that you're happy, you're relaxed, you know, you don't feel compelled to do things. And it is a definite antidote for both anxiety and depression, because the depression, the feeling of helplessness, of kind of lazy slowness, which is not a good kind of slowness, these are things that increase our wish to eat mindlessly and to live mindlessly. So when you're walking, if you can notice, especially if you're in a beautiful place, but whatever, if you can notice everything and you can sense it, like with your food, you want to sense your food, the presentation, the colors, the aromas, and of course, the taste. And if you do that, you automatically slow down and appreciate it. And in the mindful eating workshops, we do things like we take a little raisin and you look at it, you turn it around, you see it in different angles, you think about where it came from, you think about the growing process, and you think about everything before you even taste it. And then when you taste it, you don't just shove it in your mouth and eat it. You very gently take it to your mouth, and you chew it very, very slowly, and you think about everything, about all the farming that took place and the whole process of going from a grape to a raisin, and the love that happened in picking the grapes, and on and on and on, so that it becomes an awareness. And of course, we talked before about being aware, awake, and alive, which is mindfulness. And that is what you want to do when you're eating. So I know that's the focus today. Mindful eating is a wonderful thing, but I feel my own approach is that it has to be a part of mindful living. For instance, doing exercise, you know, doing what exercise you like, what really fits for you. You know, people would say to me, you've got to exercise. And I'd say, no, I don't like it. Well, guess what? You know, last week I visited a friend in the hospital and he had the last room on the at Sibley Hospital, and I had to walk. So I walked a long way and I found that my body felt really good with all that walking. But I do things like I do contact improv dancing and I do Tai Chi and I do five rhythms dancing. They're all very, very different, and they all feel good to my body. And that's what I love to do. So I would, you know, you have to do what you love to do instead of doing what somebody tells you you have to do. And if somebody tells you you have to have this diet and you have to limit yourself and restrict yourself and deprive yourself, it will in the long run not work. You have to do what feels right to you. Now, you may find a diet that you like. And so that's something that you would be motivated to stay on. But the main thing is to be aware of your nutrition, to be aware of eating organic foods and vegetables and things that are fed from organic farms. If you're going to eat meat or have fish that's not loaded up with mercury, so that you are aware of what you want to take into your body, and of course, vitamins and supplements that you can get at the Village Green Apothecary.
Well, you've certainly given us a lot to think about. I love the advice on mindfulness. I think as our listeners have heard your wisdom, we can all come away from this saying, slow down. As my sister would say, quit walking on the flowers, stop and smell them. So, I think that's well placed. And it's not that hard to do. It doesn't take very long. We have a lot of moments in the day where we can, instead of looking at our devices, we can take a few moments to appreciate. This is what I'm hearing you talk about, Dr. Webbing, to appreciate our surroundings. Look for the beauty. Sometimes I watch people and I see people walking and there's a lot of pain on their faces. They're in deep thought, and I just send a wish their way that their day will improve and that they'll have the energy to have it improve. Now, they don't know I'm doing it, but it feels like I'm doing something beneficial. So I'm sorry that we're at the end of this show, and I want to thank you, Dr. Webbing, for being here.
Well, my final words are, let every day be Thanksgiving and appreciate everything.
Gratitude.
Thank you, Dana. I appreciate you.
Okay, and I you. And I'm thinking of Maya Angelou's words, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. And I think we've gotten a lot of good information from Dr. Webbing today. I also like this saying, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. I really like that saying, and that's what you're doing, Dr. Webbing. And I want you to remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.